baby. Hey!
Jesus, criminy.
Hi, this is Evan the Holy Spirit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holy Spirit.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Steph.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
It is Friday, the greatest day of the year.
IRS.
How come it's not due until the 18th, you know?
It's a work day. This is, I guess that's a Monday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
normally,
today, this year it is.
If the 15th falls on a Saturday, you have it till Monday.
They're but observing some sort of a backwards holiday.
Oh. Isn't the day Jackie Robinson Day, too? I think maybe it is. I don't know if that's the reason, but. All right. So, everybody, you have a couple extra days.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure today's Jackie Robinson Day. Since I just saw a post from Shane Victorino on what Jackie Robinson shirt he should wear to honor. Number 52.
April 15th was opening day in 1947. Yes, sir.
First and foremost, if anybody is tuning in that joined us yesterday out at Tiger's World, 1919 North Howard, it was truly an amazing day. The UFC allowed me to basically pick where to have the open workout. I was involved in all the discussions, all the locations. And, of course, I call it our gym, my gym. I want to thank Anthony Gonzalez and Joe Valdez. We use Tiger's World. It went off. I'll tell you what, I go to all these open workouts, and I want to say it's the most smoothly run one I've been to. Now, granted, I was aware of it, of everything.
Sure.
I want to thank the UFC athletes for coming out. I want to thank all of Def War, who provided the security and all that, and it was truly, truly amazing. So
you should check out the YouTube video that the UFC put up.
Saw it.
See the knockout radio banners
everywhere,
all over that thing.
And a lot of the security guys were wearing the brand-new knockout radio shirts.
Very
and
cool.
That gone on TV. And so, yeah, it was really, really a truly, truly awesome day. You have time to get to the weigh-ins, which start, I believe it's 3:30 or 4:30 maybe.
Where are they?
Ruth Eckert Hall.
Okay.
It was originally scheduled to be out at Amalie, but there's some little hockey game.
That whole deal.
Yeah, that whole thing.
Details.
And by the way, it shows you how important it is to me that the UFC is in town and that I started with that. And I didn't start with what a great day it is today.
Meaning?
The Tampa Bay Rays, 2 days ago, 15 strikeouts. I could give a rat's ass that they won or lost. 15 strikeouts, boys and girls. Get to Canes.
Food for you.
Free food from Wawa. What I didn't know, and I didn't get to it yesterday, and I'm pretty disappointed about it, the day after a Lightning playoff victory,
okay,
free value meal at McDonald's.
Did not know that.
I am food motivated. There is no doubt. So things are good. Free McDonald's yesterday. Hopefully free McDonald's tomorrow. Free Wawa thanks to the Rays. Life's good.
Life is very good. And tomorrow, just that
some little thing,
that little deal.
Giving away a pair of tickets out at Amalie.
I saw your Facebook update about that.
Yeah.
What are the details?
I just went.
What's the deets?
Here's the only problem with it. I don't know when I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be as fair as I can to the Randy regime. But tomorrow is the What the Bucks charity golf tournament.
Correct, Amundo.
Tomorrow also I'm taking some of the fighters, some of... the exact sum of your referees, judges, fishing in the morning.
Gotcha.
So I may go from fishing to golf to the UFC.
What time are you going to be up at tomorrow morning?
I'm supposed to pick them up at 4:30. But the weather is supposed to be bad. And, you know, if the weather's bad and it's rainy and it's windy, we won't go. But, we're going to have to play it by – is it year or ear? Play it by year? Play it by ear.
Seriously right now?
Yeah, which is it?
Play it by ear.
See, I say play it by year sometimes because it may be this year, maybe next year before I get out fishing. I'm playing it by year whether I jump out of a plane on Sunday. Because if I don't do it now, I might do it next year.
I think you should do it now.
I'm leaning towards it.
I think everybody thinks that you should do it now.
Some people said I'm insane. I was telling Rashad Evans yesterday at the open workout, and the whole thing started because Rashad and Tony Ferguson, we took them to McDill. They did the simulator. I mentioned it to Greg Jackson. While you're in town, Greg, do you want to go to McDill and do the simulator? And he said, screw that. I want to do the real deal. And he's jumped out of the real planes. And it just developed from there.
So we had him on a couple two weeks ago.
Yep.
And it sounded like he's pretty knowledgeable on the topic.
He's done it before, and then he said, hey, do we have room for one more? And I didn't say it, but I kind of said, well, who's the one more?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Donald Cowboy Cerrone. And I said, I would love for him to attend. I don't think I would back out with Greg Jackson there because Greg and I are friends. Mm-hmm. I don't really know Cowboy, but I don't think Cowboy, if I go pick them up, and I've got to drive them to Zephyr Hills. So I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Cowboy will let me chicken out.
Once you're in the car?
And I don't know Cowboy.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him, but I don't necessarily know him. Greg, we're friends. You know, it's different. Not that I would fall to peer pressure. I want to do this. I really, truly do want to do this. I said to the pair of commandos who we're doing this with, I'm not doing this with any ham and egger or anything. I'm doing it with SOCOM. Pair of commandos.
Mm.
These are the guys that do the Outback Bowl. They do Super Bowls. They do football games. All retired. You know, we're talking SEALs. We're talking Army Rangers. You know, guys that have done this more than three times.
Sure. Yeah.
So I say to the one guy, and I said, I don't know if I have the basket, the word that comes after basket, to jump out of a plane. And the guy put his arm around me and he said, my friend, you're not jumping. I am. You're attached to me. When I jump, you're going. So it doesn't have anything to do with your basket, the word that comes after.
So you're not skydiving. You're being...
Well, I'm skydiving.
Well, you're being pushed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still falling from 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
And I guess,
but he's the one that's diving.
Well, we're diving together. We're diving together. And we'll see if I scream like a little girl. I don't know yet.
I don't think you will.
Here's the thing that I am concerned about. And if Dr. Davidson is listening, he's the UFC ER doc. He runs all the emergency rooms in Vegas. I am concerned about a heart attack.
And that's why I think that you won't scream. You'll be too scared out of your mind to be making any noise.
I don't think I'm scared about the chute not opening. I don't think I'm scared about landing without a parachute and dying that way. I think I'm scared of having a heart attack within the first 45 seconds.
That's entirely possible.
Free fall for a minute, and then I guess you glide for 3 to 5.
That's awesome.
So once the parachute's open, I think it's, you know.
You'll be good.
What the heck?
You'll be fine.
If you'd like to join us, we will be out at the Zephyr Hills Jump Facility, blah, 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 blah.
Very specific.
Yeah, so be out there about 9 a.m. That's when this whole thing goes down.
Ready, set, go.
Well, set, maybe. I'm not sure about ready. And I'm not sure about go. I honestly have been too busy to really even worry about it. Between the UFC, I've got some construction stuff going on that I need to worry about. Organizing everything to get to Vegas next week for Tuesday for the National Association of Broadcasters. And then another thing called the UFC. As that continues on. It's not the fight that I originally wanted, John Jones and Cormier. But it's still Jones. Let's see what he's like. Now this plays perfectly, to be honest, for, what is it, November? November 12th?
Yes, in New York at Madison Square Garden.
It's probably still too far down. I think that this could happen July or August. I don't know if they're going to hold off for now November, but wouldn't that be perfect? I don't think Cormier would allow it to have John Jones fight in his home state, but it's Madison Square. It's Madison Square, everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing. You look at what it does for both of them. It's not just the fact that it's John Jones' home state, but it would be a big thing for Cormier to be a part of that. He'd obviously be etching his name in MMA history. So there's some pros and cons to look at with that.
Pros and cons. We'll get back to the UFC. We'll talk more about giving away tickets. And again, all you're going to need to do is walk around Amelie with a sign, Knockout Radio, Randy Regime, big enough that I can see it and I'm blind. So, you know, it can't be, you know, like those guys that hold the signs, you know, out on the street.
Need tickets.
Well, I fed a guy the other day that had the smallest sign I've ever seen in my life. Please feed me. All right. So I fed him. Went back into Hooters, bought him some food. And so it needs to be bigger than that because I literally was right next to him.
Is that a, was it a mitzvah?
It was a mitzvah.
A mitzvah? Good deed?
It was a good deed. It was a mitzvah. Gotcha. So thoughts on Kobe Bryant not scoring 60 but shooting 50 times? Typical Kobe Bryant.
Taking all the shots in the world. You know, that's what you want to see. I mean, you look at the all-time great games of his career, and he's had multiple. He had an 81-point game one time. He scored 60 points before, but the fact that it was his last game, his last opportunity to put his mark on the sport, and not only that, but he was making those shots late in the game. The last 2 minutes were all him. He was the reason why they won that game. It was definitely a sight to see as a non-basketball follower. I was watching the replay of the last couple minutes, and I had goosebumps the entire time. So that's what he has meant to the sport. It was a really, really great thing to see. I'm glad that he went out the way he did. Obviously, won't get another opportunity to make that last impression. So very, very cool to see.
Did you see the commercial? I thought the commercial was awesome.
From Nike?
I think it was Nike. And it was where,
all
like,
the Nike athletes?
It wasn't necessarily just the athletes. I only saw the commercial of fans. And there's like a fan in the stand, and it's a Nick fan, and he's wearing a Nick hat. And, you know, it basically said, I've never liked you, but I'm going to miss you. And then it goes to Milwaukee. Mm. I always rooted against you, but I'm going to miss you. And then it would go down to Dallas, and there's a Maverick fan. And I've always hated your guts, but you always played with class. You know, that kind of thing. So, and that's the beauty of sports and some sports fans, is that they can hate, they can dislike, because hate's a strong word. They can dislike because of, it's your team and my team, but they definitely are aware of what Kobe Bryant meant to the NBA, what he meant. You know, I'm watching the Four Letter Network, and, you know, they're all talking about what Kobe meant to L.A.
You know, so as a whole.
I've never been a Kobe Bryant fan. And as you know, and anybody that's ever listened to the show, I'm not a fan of a whole lot of things that does not include the word food. So, you know, it really doesn't matter, this player to that player. You know, yeah, we're fans and friends with, you know, Maurice Spates, so we root for Golden State for that reason only. The day Maurice Spates leaves Golden State, I'll never watch another Golden State game again.
Sure.
Unless Maurice Spates is playing against Golden State. So it's not like I'm a fan of Kobe Bryant, but I just know, you know, what he meant to L.A. and the fact that he stayed in L.A. And, you know, yeah, granted, he chased out Shaq, but at least he stayed. He's the Laker for life, and you know, it is what it is.
Thoughts on the interaction between Shaq and Kobe? Shaq tells him score 50, goes out, scores 60. They have an embrace after the game, all of that stuff. Thoughts?
You know, I'd like it only in this manner, and I've always talked about the UFC guys where they dislike and they hate, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to this, and then they hug it out, and then they go train together. And I don't like that. You know, if you don't like him, there's a difference between not liking him because you're about to fight him and not liking him. And you can tell Matt Hughes and Matt Serra do not like each other. BJ Penn and Matt Hughes didn't like each other. They fought, and then they're training. BJ Penn chokes out Jens Pulver, and then they're training. You know, it's some of that stuff that I don't necessarily like. But the thing with Shaq, I think it's been long enough. You know, it's not like, all right, I just left L.A. and now we get along. You know, it's been long enough. I'm sure that it took, you know, some time, some months, some years, you know, of being away from each other. They both were too competitive. There's the problem with basketball and all sports is there's only one ball. Shaq wanted the ball. Kobe wanted the ball. Worthy didn't care. He just wanted another ring. Come on. That was. Who's the other guy that has 97 NBA championships? Robert Horry.
Horry.
He never wanted to touch the ball. He didn't even want to leave the bench, and I'm just being sarcastic. He just wanted another ring. You going to win it next year? Sure, I'll go play for you. You know, so I think time heals most wounds. And once they got out of the competitive thing, and I think one reason that it affected how Shaq changed a little bit is Shaq becoming a broadcaster. You know, you look at things differently. You act differently. You know, we've talked about Kenny Florian, how he would always give me crap that I don't like to pick fights. You know, and he would always call me this and call me that. Now he's a broadcaster, and he finds out how difficult it is. So you look at it differently from when you are, you know, the athlete and when you become, you know, now a commentator or such. Winner of 3 Academy Awards, including Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. I can't even say his name. Stars in the epic quest for survival and revenge in The Relevant. Pretty good movie. Available now on digital HD, on Blu-ray, and DVD starting April 19th. Own your own copy of the number one bestseller that inspired the movie by Michael Punk. We're going to give some of those away starting later on in the show. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You've seen Rugged Maniac on Shark Tank. You've heard us talk about Rugged Maniac last year. And now Rugged Maniac will be returning to the Tampa Bay area on April 23rd. Rugged Maniac is the epic party. And I know, as I ran the Rugged Maniac last year, and we'll be doing it again on April 23rd. With 25 epic obstacles and a 3-mile course that makes this the ultimate event that you'll love and continue to ask for more. You can run individually or as part of a team, and both are a ton of fun. With the lowest prices and the most obstacles, it's easy to see why Rugged Maniac has become America's favorite obstacle race. Don't delay and sign up today. Go to ruggedmaniac.com for more details and easy-to-follow instructions on signing up.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
Okay, let's try this one more time. Let's go into a little bit of instant replay. Winner of three Academy Awards, including Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio stars in the epic quest for survival and revenge in The Revenant. Available now on digital HD, on Blu-ray and DVD, April 19th. Own your own copy of the number one bestseller that inspired the movie by Michael Punk. We will have some giveaways later in the show.
What was the last Leonardo DiCaprio movie you saw?
The Boston one, I think.
The Departed?
The Departed.
The Departed.
One of the greatest
amazing
movies I've seen.
Movie.
One of the greatest of the 12, 15, 18 movies that I've seen. I would rank it up there. I liked it because you didn't expect a lot of things that happened towards the end.
True.
And then you didn't expect what happened next. And you certainly didn't expect what happened after that.
Watch this one. The Revenant.
The same thing? Is that the one?
Where
he cuts open the bear and
yeah.
the bear.
Slips some side?
No, he cuts out. Actually, I'm going to get away with it. He cuts open a horse and pulls everything out and crawls inside of it to sleep. So, but you can see why he won the Academy Award for it. I mean, it's a pretty powerful movie. So,
all right. Well, one of these nights that I'm up till 2, 3, 4, don't sleep all night. If it's a good one, it'll keep me up, and that's what I want. Because I'm figuring I'm going to sleep soon enough, possibly Sunday around 11:30.
I don't think you'll have any energy left in your body.
I'm hoping I do.
You're going to use it all up. You're going to be freaking out as you fall, and then you're going to land, and you're going to need some sleep.
And that is Sunday out in Zephyr Hills. If you'd like to join us, please do it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some TV cameras and all sorts of stool stuff. literally. Okay. So the NFL announced their schedule yesterday.
Yes, that is a true statement. Bucks, what do you think of the Bucks one? It's from what I have seen, it's actually considered one of the tougher ones.
I don't know. Why?
First two games are on the road.
Yeah, well, you know, and they're playing a lot of
two games don't make a season.
You know, I know they've got at least, one Monday night against Carolina. They go to California. They're going to play the Rams. That's no big deal. They're going to play the Cowboys. That's no big deal. What makes it difficult?
But remember, the Monday night's not here.
Right. It's in Carolina, right?
Right.
All right. So I'm going to say it, and I'm going to get in trouble for it, but whatever. Nobody expects them to beat Carolina in Carolina anyway. So, you know, the thing about a Monday night game and you're not going to beat Carolina and all that stuff, I would rather a Monday night game be against Carolina than the Rams.
What about the previous week being against the Broncos?
Well, do they have a quarterback yet?
Mark Sanchez.
Okay. Like I said.
Do they have a quarterback yet?
Yeah. You know, so, I mean.
When it comes down to it, though, you're playing in back-to-back weeks the two teams that were in the Super Bowl.
Before we start getting into picks and, you know, can they beat this team and beat that team?
We plenty of time for that.
We do have plenty of time for that. But I want to get them into camp. You know, I want to see some things. I have high expectations for the Buccaneers this year. And even more after spending about an hour and a half with Will Gulston yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Will was out at the open workout, had some ties with Rashad. It was cool talking Michigan State. But he's telling me some things. He's telling me some things.
Anything that you can talk about?
It's a different atmosphere. You know, because I said, how is it over there?
The difference between Lovey and Dirk?
He said it was a massive difference between Greg and Lovey.
Okay.
And it's just as big from Lovey to what it is now. And I found that interesting.
And each time it's been better.
Yeah.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, no, it is a plus.
And it has been seen on the field.
Well, and time will tell. I mean, sure. you know, again, what Dirk can do there and, you know, will he release the reins? You know, I like the fact that because of his relationship, you know, with you know, your quarterback and the offense and, you know, he's already there. I do expect a little bit better. I really, truly do. I know I was watching something and they were doing picks and they're picking them to win six games. We can go down just off the top real quick. But, you know, there's a lot of games I think they're going to be better at. I really, truly do. Let's see what happens in the draft. You know,
sure.
Let's see if they can address, you know, some of the things they're addressing, the linebacker situation, you know, the corner, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, time will obviously, you know, tell.
How big was losing Mankins?
Will it
actually affect the draft, how they're going to draft?
Well, yeah.
Will they go into the draft actually looking for an offensive lineman?
I think, and it's funny because Light was at our show Wednesday night. I don't know if you saw him walk in, but your general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did walk in. And that's why when Michael Chiesa said his uncle works for the Bucs, and I forget what he said he does. I said, yeah, his boss just walked in, and that was Jason Light.
Yeah.
I think, yes, you know, they know the plan. Yes, they know with him leaving that they want to address that. But I also still think that it is, within reason, the best possible player available if you really need that. Like, they're not going to take the quarterback is the best available. You're not going to take that.
Sure.
I don't think you're going to take the best wide receiver if he pops up. I don't think you need to address that. There are two or three things you need to address. You disagree?
Well, specifically about the wide receiver remark, just because last year there were issues with the depth of the wide receiver core. So that was something that they had to really lean on due to injuries. So that's something that as players get injured, they become more prone to injury.
True, but you have two, maybe three of the younger guys, Bell, who got hurt in training camp last year. I think he can step right in. So, I mean, there are a lot of things. All right. Do you want to do any predictions for this weekend? The Lightning play, the Rays play. Let's go to the expert first. We'll get his opinion.
Gotcha.
And then we'll address it. So let's welcome your best friend, your training partner, Rib. Rib, what's up? Okay. Thanks for calling, Rib. We appreciate it.
Good talk.
Do you want to be Rib or do you want me to be him? Lightning get blown out tomorrow. The Rays are going to lose the weekend series. He's picking the Denver Broncos to win the Super Bowl, and he's going to go out on a limb and pick Khabib to win the UFC fight tomorrow.
Khabib, yeah.
You should have seen Khabib yesterday.
Hey, let's go to Rib again.
Okay,
there he is.
What, Rib?
What's up, Mr. Randy Harris? I had a prediction for you.
Of course you do. I would expect nothing less.
And you only hooked me up with some prizes. So, Wags, Tampa Buccaneers will not go to the NFC playoffs this year. Got it predicted.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm writing that down.
Okay, write it down. Tampa Bay Rays will not go to the playoffs this year in the Major League Baseball.
Okay.
I have a prediction. Okay. You're five beers
okay,
in
Randy.
The day.
Hey, Bring it on, brother.
Rob, I have a prediction that your happy hour started at about 8 a.m. this morning.
What I just said. I just said.
Big Ed, brother. Let's move on.
Rib, thanks for calling. We appreciate all your predictions. Here's the thing. As bad as this show is, Rib makes it worse. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
I didn't think anything it could be possible to pull us down even lower than we already
That's
are.
That's the first time I've heard him wrecked.
That was awesome. You know what? I don't even know why I let him go.
It's been a good day for him, apparently.
Oh my god.
It's 129.
How about we take him to the UFC fight tomorrow?
That is the last thing.
Who's he sitting by?
Does it matter? We may never hear from him again.
Oh my god. Might go to jail.
Not me. All right.
Depending on who you talk to.
What's the number to call into this train wreck?
866-10-1340. 866-826-1340.
This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
I'm just jamming. Sometimes I'd rather listen to Ed spinning the tunes than listen to me talk. Great event, by the way, Tuesday, the Make-A-Wish event in Nashville. Had the opportunity to go to lunch and hang out with Titus O'Neil, the WWE superstar. Lives here locally in Tampa. What a good guy. He said his son is, I think he said 12, and he's 5'7 or 5'8.
So taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big, well,
pretty much.
If you've seen Titus, he's a big boy to begin with. So we talked about Kobe. We talked about the retirement. What about just as big? I watched this game and not Kobe's game. Mm-hmm. I watched Golden State go on and now set the record. Thoughts?
Yeah, pretty impressive. Curry finishing out with, 400 threes, right?
It's like crazy.
Just absolutely going off.
What I would have liked them to do is, you know, they keep stats for absolutely everything.
Nowadays, yeah.
You know, how many dribbles he shot before this and that. I want to know how many of the threes were legitimate threes and how many were from the parking lot, the locker room, you know, whatever.
I'd say probably 100 are from
the locker room.
From their locker room, yeah.
From half court,
roughly.
Yeah, just nothing that matters.
So yeah, it still counts for 3 points.
See, it's just because of him and some. I don't know if anybody like him, but because of him and some of those sharpshooters, I think they should add a fourth.
A 4-point
line.
Interesting. That interesting take on that. I don't know if I have thoughts on that yet. I need to process that. When it comes down to it, 73 wins. They have the new record. Does having the record, at least in this case, truly mean that they're the best team in history? It's we're
absolutely
always going to be comparing them and the Bulls.
Absolutely not. You know, and I'm going to give credit to, you know, if I remembered his name, I would give credit
to the guy to who the, said the thing.
Who the guy who told me.
That one time.
As we're talking about the collegiate level, we're talking about the Stewart at UConn. You know, Ish probably worse than the one that you had on before.
Really?
Just letting you know. We were talking about, is Stewart the best collegiate basketball player of all time? And he said, well, this is how you can, you know, figure that out. Who would be your first pick putting together a women's collegiate team?
Hmm.
Is it her? I said, probably not. Then she's not the best ever.
Okay. How does that work with a team, though?
It would work by if you were a GM, what team would you want to run? What team was automatic? What team do you think is the best team of all time? You know, it's all subject to what you believe, what I believe.
Sure.
Stats are just stats. It doesn't mean anything, really. Who's the best pitcher of all time? Who's the best batter of all time? Doesn't necessarily mean that, and I'm just going to throw a name out.
Sure.
Not saying these are the best or whatever. Doesn't mean that Nolan Ryan is going to strike out Babe Ruth.
Right.
He's the best pitcher. He's the best hitter. That doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
So, no, I don't think just because they have the best record, they are the best team right now. And how many times at the end of a championship, you know, whatever team wins the Super Bowl, the All-Star game, the this, the that, and they say, well, the best team didn't even win.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Yeah, it just happened to be how they performed on that particular night, and they didn't make it further. I think a lot of it has to do with timing, too, the person you're asking. And who the person who is doing the asking, what time frame were they growing up in? So I'm most likely going to say, well, it was probably the Golden State Warriors. They have the record. They are more of my time frame, where somebody who was watching the game more in the 80s and earlier 90s will say the Bulls. Going back, you're talking about Lakers and Celtics fans, and they'll probably say that from back in the day.
It's also different basketball.
And that was actually where I was going with that, because in my opinion, the quality of competition has gotten better.
I'm not even going to say the quality
days.
Of the competition. I'm going to say, change that one out. I'm going to say that it's even different from that. That, you know, there's different rules. You know, I was going to say, as you're talking about that, you know, with this team, that team, I know this is going to sound stupid, but that's what this show is all about. I don't think the Golden State Warriors of today could beat the Detroit Pistons from back in the day. I don't see it. I don't think
that was a much tougher team.
That's what I'm saying.
Rougher, tougher
team. It's different.
Team, yeah.
You know, before, you don't come up the middle on Mahorn and those guys.
You get
I'm
the
not
crap
sure
kicked out of you.
That this Golden State team could beat the Boston Celtics. You try coming up the middle with McHale. You try coming up the middle with Parrish. You're going to play outside? We'll send DJ out there. You're going to do something stupid? Larry Bird's around. So I'm just saying it's different, where you can't do some of those fouls and, you know, kind of like, you know, football. John Lynch. Could John Lynch play today?
I think he could.
I don't. There's no way. He can't. He couldn't. John Lynch could not play football today.
Like, in his prime.
Like he played.
Right.
Yeah, in his prime.
Yeah.
You know, John Lynch, rookie, comes from the Florida Marlins. He comes to Tampa to play and all that stuff. He could not play the same football. He couldn't.
Because the rules.
Because the rules.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the targeting, all that kind of stuff. So it's just as important, you know, to think about, is the team or is it the rules? You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of
it.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So a couple callers on the line. Let's see what Larry has to say. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing awesome. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I know you're right, Randy. The rules have changed. So they played the same rules back in the day, the Celtics and the Detroit Pistons. No, Golden State would not be able to win. But with the new rules today, because they can shoot the ball outside,
right,
they can do certain things outside, I think it'd be tough for other teams to beat them. But I'm thinking that the team that there's only one team, there's only one team, or the first team that beat Golden State at home, and they had to beat them in overtime. I'm talking about the Celtics. Celtics beat them in Golden State, and they had to beat us in Boston. They had to go, I think, double overtime. My memory is right.
Right.
I'm not saying they're afraid of the Celtics, but I'm hoping. Can I hope, Randy? It's okay to hope, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, keep the hope alive. But you know, and what's funny is, you know me, Larry. I don't remember what I had 10 seconds ago. You're right. I said the Golden State Warriors couldn't beat the Celtics and the Pistons of the 70s and 80s, and you're right. The Pistons and the Celtics of the 70s and 80s couldn't beat Golden State today.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's the rule change.
Right. And the thing also, there was a lot of good teams, like even the Lakers when Magic was playing there, when they run and gun. And I guess when the Celtics played them, Celtics slowed the ball down. So you got to make them play a different ball game.
Right. No, for sure.
You got to be a smart coach. You got to say, hey, to beat this team, I think San Antonio, don't count them out. I think San Antonio with a game, with a seven-game series, it's not guaranteed that Golden State going to win a championship this year.
No, you're right. And then, you know, having the all-time record, what does it even mean? Does it mean anything at all?
Right. Because San Antonio is a good team, and they didn't play all their players, and they're going to, in playoff time comes, they're the great coach. He know how to beat them. He's going to have those players ready. So I think they're going to be the best watch series ever.
For sure. If those two, you know, get down to the finale, you know, to the final. You know, and again, let's keep in mind, they have the Golden State Warriors up until their last time in San Antonio have lost for 19 years in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
A little rough.
And they had the game at the beginning. I guess they came back at the end and beat San Antonio. But I think that when the playoff time comes, that coach is – they should have beat Miami 2 years ago. They should have won 2 years in a row when,
you're right,
when Miami beat them. But they're going to be fine. They're going to be a fun watch series. And I'm still hoping, I'm dreaming and believing, whatever you call it, Randy, that somehow the Celtics get to the championship game with the East. And that'd be, I'll be happy with that.
All right.
Yeah. But, Randy, before I go, I want to deal with the Rays. The Rays not that good right now. Every team we play, they're saying that the other team got good pitching. Everybody can't have a good pitching every night.
Well, it's either everybody has good pitching or we don't have good hitting.
That's what it is.
But more importantly, and I know you listened to the beginning, don't root for the Rays to win. Just root for the Rays to have 10 strikeouts.
I guess you can look at it that way.
You know about this, right? You know that all you got to do is
go to the
I've already been to Cane's. I already got my free Wawa sandwich. Life is good.
It's all relative.
It's all free food. That's all I care about. Larry, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. You want to grab Larry's line, feel free to do it after. Oh, it's got to be better than Rib. Intern John. Big John.
What's up, Randy?
What's up? Petty officer. First class?
Yep, first class.
Petty officer. You know, as much as I love giving intern John crap, I feel bad doing it because as much as I don't want to respect him for being a first-class petty officer, he is a first-class petty officer in the United States Navy. So
I'm going to make you feel worse, though.
Please don't say it.
I made board for chief.
I was just going to say, please don't say that. Please don't say that.
Well, let me be the first from the...
Congratulations.
Oh, dang.
Thank you.
Let me be the second. Congrats.
Oh, my God. You know, and normally I would say, what's the Navy coming to? But it's our United States Navy, so I can't rip the Navy because intern John might be a chief.
It's a global force for good.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to give you the floor then. Out of respect. Out of respect to you. What's up, intern John?
I tried that. I tried to go to Wawa and get my free sandwich up here, but they weren't letting me get my free sandwich up here.
Well, you have enough family down here. You know, I got to look at the coupon and see if it's like Tampa Bay locations only, because they might be able to get the coupon here and use it up there.
Oh, that'd be awesome, but I don't think they're gonna. Well, John, I tried it already.
If they're you've got to go first. You got to go online at Cane's, canesstrikeouts.com, I believe. Fill out the paperwork. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but it's a free sandwich. And then you got to take that to Cane's, and then Cane's takes it, and then they give you a coupon, and then you go to Wawa. So send all your family, send your little brother, who probably does less than you, tell him to go to Cane's and get it done and send it up to you.
All right. I'm going to get my sandwiches in.
I don't know. After he makes chief, he might be doing less than his brother.
I was going to say, yeah, what's your chief? I'm sure you don't do a lot as a first class. Well, how can you do less now that you're going to be a chief?
Because he's a chief.
Yeah. Come on, Randy. You know you've been in. Especially
it's called
in the
delegation.
You know what the chiefs do.
Well, but see, I was an E5 and I didn't do much. But then again, that's me. That has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to do. Now, how much money are you going to have to spend getting new uniforms and everything now that you are, God, this is a chief? United States Navy.
I'll cross that bridge when I get to it, but it's a lot. I know that.
But it's all worth it. Because now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, recruit, carry my bag to my car. I'm a chief. Yes,
yeah.
Chief.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You need to go back to, like, the elementary school, Baypoint, or one of those places, and just walk in and, you know, in your chief, costume, in your chief outfit.
Costume?
Uniform. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, right now?
Hold on a second.
Costumes now.
It's intern John. Believe me, it's a chief costume. We go, you know, and again, it's kind of weird, you know, just when somebody that you've seen grow up in front of you and now is a first class petty, which is a, you know how patriotic I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Everything, every shirt, even though I've never gotten what was promised to me, I will send you one of my new shirt. Hey, let me finish. I will send you a shirt with the U.S. flag on the back. That's how patriotic I am. And
well, I'm still waiting for my Knockout Radio shirts that you said you were going to send me before you gave me the mess about I didn't send the coin.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, you said, oh, I'll send you some shirts. I gave you my address and everything. No shirts.
Maybe you should send your brother over to pick it up.
This is my surprised voice.
Yeah, really. Exactly. All right, so let's get back on track. I honestly didn't think that it could get worse, but it possibly will. So let's try to get it back on track.
And I
think Ed may have a question for
you. Well, it's not sports related, but I was going to ask him beforehand.
Hold on,
but,
hold on one sec. Ed, hold on one sec. We have sports questions on this show.
I was going to ask John what his thoughts were and his Navy buddies of the Russians buzzing one of their boats out there.
I actually had friends on the back of that ship with the helicopter squadron that's on the back of that ship. And yeah. They couldn't say anything till about today because they were on lockdown. They couldn't send any messages on and off the ship. But they were pretty, I don't want to say scared, but it caught them completely off guard.
I'm sure you can't talk about it, but why was that plane still flying?
That was my question.
And it buzzed it like two dozen times?
Yeah. 30 times that plane, and they had this little weird-looking helicopter that was flying around the back of it, too.
Just going to say, I know destroyers have SeaWiz on them. It
yeah,
shouldn't
like,
been there.
Why didn't the SeaWiz just
demolish it?
I know yeah. What was on our destroyer. Now, it's a different time, and I don't want to get political. And I don't care who anybody's going to vote for. And I don't care if you like this person or that person. But there's one particular person running for president that, if God forbid, if that's the way you're whatever, if he's there, that plane would not be flying.
Just right. Saying.
Just saying.
I agree. I agree fully. I can't go too much because he is my commander in chief. But one of the people that is running, that plane wouldn't even made one pass.
If he becomes president, this is all I ask, and I am the most patriotic person anybody knows. I want on voice, like on loudspeaker or whatever. I want you know as a enemy, and it is an enemy. You know, if it's in international and you're buzzing me, yep, you have to have. You're fired, and then the plane blow up.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That's all yes. I'm saying. Hey, I do have a serious question for you, intern John.
Yes.
How you liking the race?
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Of course.
I'm not liking the double race right now. Why is our Cy Young Award supposed to be Cy Young Award winner getting blown up? I know he's having a bunch of strikeouts, but he's getting lit up like crazy.
Hold on a second. Our Cy Young Award winner is in Boston, and I think he's pretty rich.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about the guy that everybody's couple you know, people from the four-letter network, as you like to say, are picking him to win the Cy Young.
There was a saying that was once said to a baseball team that I was running or managing or whatever, and I have used it ever since. I use it on the Friday segments I do with Audio Technica, and I'm going to use it with him, with Archer right now. If you can't operate, decorate. And that hair is fabulous.
He must go to Gossip and Ends.
That's all I'm saying. So do you get to any sporting events up there? You're in Virginia, right?
Yeah, they got the AAA affiliate of the I'm actually going to a game next week. The AAA affiliate of the Orioles is here, the Norfolk Tides, and they're playing the Durham Bulls. So I'm going to be going to that game here next week.
What kind of discounts do they give the military up there?
Oh, it's free. We're always free.
That's all right. That's a pretty good discount.
So you're going to go up there and be able to scout for us the guys that are on the Bulls who are going to be making an appearance down here sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I'll do it from the game.
When are you going to the game? What day? When?
It's the 21st. So, what, that's Thursday? Yeah, next Thursday.
Okay, next Thursday. All right, I'll be in Vegas, so Wags will be, or in the words of Knucklehead Wags, you'll be at the studio. So you call in and give a Durham Bull update next Friday.
Sounds good.
All right, Chief. Here's the thing. Here's the thing before I let you go. We do this thing on the Wednesday night show, and we kind of, you know, pal, buddy, dude, you know, go down the whole list of all those names that drives people crazy. And pretty soon, I got to take Chief off that. Because when you become Chief, I can't, you know, Chief, pal, buddy.
Butter.
All right, post. Petty officer, first class.
Hey, real quick, Randy. Yeah. You keep talking about Maurice Spates. We still claim him at Gibbs, by the way.
Oh, wait a second. No.
We claim him at Farragut.
And where did he go before Farragut?
Gibbs.
It was Gibbs. Okay. Did he go after Farragut?
Somewhere up north.
Yeah, he went to
North Florida.
The Slime Lizards, I think it was.
And where did he go to middle school?
I don't know.
No? I don't know.
He did go to Bay Point.
He did go to Bay Point?
He did not. No, he didn't go. He didn't go with me, Sean, and Lewis.
You sure?
I don't think so.
How did Maurice Spates and Lewis Murphy from your Buccaneers become such good friends? They had to have gone to school or something together.
Because they're in the area, so they're like.
Yes, there are two athletes in St. Petersburg.
They must know each other.
Hey, do you know that guy? I have a friend that's in the Navy. Have you ever met him?
Exactly.
I get that all the time.
I do too.
It's a small Navy.
I do too. All right, yeah, John. Thanks a lot. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Take care, Randy.
All right. So long. You know how bad it is that intern John is a first-class petty officer? Seriously.
Seriously, folks.
And how much it's strange to hear that he may be coming soon. I mean, he's a lifer. He's going to be in, you know, a chief would be like almost like saying, give me a name from the Admiral Farragut baseball team.
David Schultz.
David Schultz. It would be like David Schultz being president. It's just something you don't picture. You know, I mean, you might picture David Schultz, who is another naval officer.
Who is teaching in Saratoga. What is he teaching? That's right, nuclear propulsion.
I think you had a better chance of Lieutenant Schultz being the president of Cell Block B than being president of the United States. But no, he's up there.
Yeah.
So Lightning tomorrow, you know, get back at it. I was watching, was it last night, all the fights? There was a game that there were so many fights
I didn't see the fights, no.
I think it was the Lightning game. They started right out of the blocks with fights.
You think that was intentional?
Of course it's intentional.
Establish.
Sending a message. They both are trying to send messages. You know, and I've got plenty of messages, like free Wawa for the next 4 days if you get to Canes.
So
they need to start paying me to say this.
Right? You should talk to them.
I'm going to. Trust me.
So first round. First game is in. They win 3-2. They being the Bolts. Where do they go from here?
They're
playing here tonight.
And then they go to Detroit. That's where they go.
And
game three's in Detroit.
Is this going to be a sweep?
No. I will never predict a sweep in any sport.
You're saying there's always a chance?
Sure. There's in a playoff. You know, I'm not that any given Sunday thing. You know, again, the Tennessee Titans will not beat – who's the best team? I can't even call Denver the best team in football, right?
Carolina Panthers.
All right. The Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers are not even the best team. And I was watching the 49er Network. They said they're going to have like seven losses. They picked the Falcons to beat them again.
I think that's a stretch.
The Tennessee Titans. And again, I really don't think there's a powerhouse team per se. You can't say Denver's a powerhouse team anymore because they don't have a quarterback.
They lost Peyton.
And if you're going to call butt fumble your starting quarterback, then you've got problems.
I love how that's his name. That's forever. That's not even a reference now to a particular time. That is his name.
Yeah. You know, I think you should get a Denver Bronco jersey that just says fumble or butt fumble or B fumble or whatever. But, you know, if the Carolina Panthers are what you want to consider one of the top three or four, I don't think the Tennessee Titans on any given Sunday can beat the Panthers. I don't think they can. I don't think the Tennessee Titans on any given Sunday can beat the Patriots. And the Patriots may not even be the best team.
That's crazy to say.
So I'm not a big any given Sunday guy.
Yeah.
But on the same line, when you're talking hockey, when you're talking basketball, when you're talking baseball, and it's a three-game series.
Really, you're talking about just playoffs in general, regardless of sport.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, because it's playoffs, right? Yeah. You know, again, you can give me and I couldn't tell you the best soccer team in the world, but because of the playoffs they do in Europe, maybe on any given Sunday I wouldn't use that as much because if you have who's the number one soccer team in the world?
Club or country?
Club. When they do that stupid
thing.
So
like Real Madrid.
Okay, so when they do where all those teams get in that little, you know, whatever it's
UEFA Champions League.
Right. Yep. So the last team to get in, you know, and case in point, your NBA, NCAA stuff.
Yeah.
Right? The 16 seed and the play-in 16 seed is never going to be the number one team. Never.
Gotcha.
Never. It's not going to happen, and it never has up to this point.
Now, for the sake of argument, you said you brought up soccer and Real Madrid and stuff like that. Personally speaking, I would say Real Madrid, top two. Definitely top one, possibly top two. But because of the way the playoffs happen, there's two games. They lost their first game 2-0. They played again. Then they won 3-0. So
didn't play the bottom tier team, did they? They played.
No, everybody has to qualify.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying if Real Madrid is number one, they didn't play number 210, did they? No, they might have played 80 or. You know, I'm just saying the number one when it's that big of a bracket.
Yeah,
I don't think on any given Sunday the bottom is going to beat your number one.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think you'll ever have a 16 play-in beat a number one.
Beating a number one.
Before we run out of time, I think Ben Henderson Strike Force fight coming up? Is that this weekend?
Strike Force.
Or Bellator, I'm sorry.
This weekend? Let me look that up real quick because I had not heard that he already had his fight.
It's April 22nd. When's that? Well, that's next week.
That's next week.
All right, so next Friday, week. Benson Henderson has his first fight with his new home in Bellator.
But before you do that, before you see that, make sure to check out the winner of three Academy Awards, including Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, stars in the epic quest for survival and revenge in The Revenant, available now on digital HD, on Blu-ray, and DVD on April 19th. And own your copy of the number one bestseller that inspired the movie by Michael Punk.
Shoot me an email. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Put in the subject line, book, relevant, or revenant. No, I was doing both on purpose this time.
Right.
You can put in either one in there. Or you know what? I'm even going to go one step further. Put in rib. If you put in rib in the subject line, and you will get registered. Matter of fact, the first person that sends it that puts rib in it, as soon as I get them, because I don't have them in hands, and I hate giving stuff away until I have them, but they've been promised. So the first email I get with rib in the subject line, we will send. I'm assuming it's the book and not the DVD, but I'm not really sure what they're sending me to give away. But UFC this weekend, it's on Fox Sports 1 from 6 to 8, I believe, and then 8 to 10 will be live on Big Fox. So tune in, and you'll see us sitting there in the front row. This is Talking Sports. Hit me up on Twitter, @KnockoutRadio.
@KOEggs.